This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. And coming up tonight, shampoo may be banned, or at least the teeny little bottles of shampoo from California. Richie Rich has that story. Ian, Richie, and Mark are in the studio here tonight. But we've been starting out talking about Americans losing faith in a pretty significant drop over the last just 3 years. Mark, you said that it was 2015. It was like 50-something percent, 57%, I think, of Americans believed in higher education, and then just 3 years.
Confidence in.
Just 3 years later, that number had gone down below 50%, like 48%.
So it's 57% to 48%. Yeah. So they dropped by 9%, and that's only 3 years.
Yeah, that's
huge. I believe in the last 20 years, you've seen a dramatic drop in confidence. Now what we're saying right now, we're living in a country where fewer than half of Americans have confidence in higher education. And I presume that means confidence in so much as that it will, make it you'll be successful if you have it.
And I think
I think that's a good thing, that the confidence is lacking.
Oh, I think it's a great thing, because I believe we're creating a generation of – we have created a generation of young people so saddled with debt that they cannot enter the middle class.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, the joke about the millennials is that they can't – what was it on the millennials Monopoly game? It says on the bottom there's no real estate because, let's be realistic, you can't afford it anyway in the game. Yeah. You can't buy the properties.
I remember coming across that picture, yeah.
It's tough, man. I mean, it's all funny until
it's funny.
It's you,
right.
You know?
So, but it is good news that people are figuring this out, and a lot of it comes from watching our friends and family members get screwed over with these student loans and sitting in jobs that they are way overqualified for, but that's what they could get. So, the classic example of the liberal arts degree person working as a waitress is very common these days, and the more people hear those stories, the more they're going to think twice when somebody tells them, well, you got to go to college. Well, do I? Do I have to have $50,000 in debt? Is it really going to make my life better? I mean, if you got 50 grand, you can have a house, and then, you don't have to pay rent anymore.
Yeah, pretty much anybody can get a mortgage if you've got 50 grand.
Yeah.
It depends on your location, but
the sad thing for me is kind of like Mark uses me as the example, and it's true, and I wouldn't advocate anyone go to college now.
Mm-hmm.
But so I talk to my family members. I have younger siblings and nieces and nephews and that sort of thing. And I go, you guys should probably skip it, right? And my mom, right, who was a big advocate for me to go to school, sees my results and still wants to put her grandkids through it.
Well, she's been told her whole life.
Understood.
Is she going to pay for it?
I don't know.
If she's going to pay for it, then whatever.
Pay for yours?
She helped out. She definitely helped out. Yeah.
But you still have debt.
Tell her about the 50 grand you got in debt.
Right.
Well, she knows about it.
Okay. Let's go to your
calls. She
collects
the mail, and she goes, I'm like, just chuck it.
And talk to Patrick in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good. You're on the air.
All right. I had a quick question that's regarding our striped bass in the Chesapeake Bay.
All right. This isn't a fishing show. Do you guys do any fishing? Do you know anything about
bass? I've
heard of striped bass.
I have never caught a fish ever.
But you've gone fishing.
I have gone fishing. I have never caught a fish.
Okay.
Well, they're talking about maybe shortening the season or pretty much not even having one because the fish just ain't around anymore.
So what you're saying is the government determines when you're allowed to fish and when you're not?
It's a conservation effort.
Yeah, that's what it's beginning to come to. So I was just kind of reaching out to see if anybody else has got any comments on that.
Well, I'm against all restrictions on what people can do as far as if it's a voluntary act. And obviously animals can't consent, you know, at least in the way that we think that, you know, consent means something. So I don't have any problem with hunting or fishing. I think that it's something that people should be able to do if that's what they want to do. It's personally not something I want to spend my time on. But again, it's your life. You should be able to do what you want.
The problem is that at this point, the government, you know, these people, this criminal gang calling itself the government, claims a monopoly over water areas.
Right.
You can't really own them and
you can't
control
actually.
Them. You can own some, but you can't own the Chesapeake Bay.
Okay.
Right? And you can't control whether people fish on it or not. Even if you owned, you know, for the first 200 feet out into the Chesapeake Bay or something, how are you going to keep people off of your section of the Chesapeake Bay? Because we live.
Well, the government does it with men with guns and boats.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah. So if you were to say you owned a place, then you'd have to hire some security.
You'd have to delineate where it is that you own, because if I'm out on a boat, I may not know where
you're from. They have buoys and things like that.
I got a quick comment on that. I'm down here by the largest Navy base down here, and I pretty much fish right across from them. I see them boats out there, helicopters. You name it, they're out there all day.
Sounds kind of scary.
They're pretty tough on the coast for sure for fishing, getting close to that base. They're
Patrick,
really
thanks for
ones.
The call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I think you shouldn't have to ask anybody's permission to go and do a thing that you know could sustain your life. In this case, catching fish.
Well, let's talk about solutions then, because I think one of the things that the government has a concern over is overfishing and then reducing the population of fish in the area to zero.
Sure.
So if you have a tragedy of the commons situation where you have a lot of people in the village overfishing and now there's no fish for anyone to catch, what would be the solution to maintain that, or is it just once the fish are gone, that's it?
Well, the typical libertarian solution is private property.
Sure.
That's a typical one. Now, of course, if you own some water, you can breed fish. We certainly have fisheries or whatever, fish hatcheries.
Fish farms.
Fish farms where people they breed fish, and they kill the fish, and they sell the fish, and there's more fish because they're making more because the market's demanding it, and so you got to make more to supply the,
right,
the market.
They're running basically fish farms. But oftentimes, fish hatcheries are run by the government or supported by the government for the purpose of restocking lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually looking for small striped bass so they can throw that into the Chesapeake Bay so they can then take care of what people have already fished out. I think that this is one of the particular
maybe
areas.
There's a fund that people could give to refund, to restock fish.
I think this is one of those areas where libertarianism isn't the very best answer. It doesn't give the most gratifying answers. But
frequently it doesn't. I mean, frequently our answer is let the market handle it.
Right. What we have to look at is how has it gone so far? And, for instance, if you look at, we turned over the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge to the government, and George Bush opened it up to drilling, much to the chagrin of so many greenies out there.
Mm-hmm.
We've had environmental regulations, and, the carbon content of the atmosphere continues to go up.
Sure.
The people who want all this stuff basically want the government to do better. And this is how the government does, because this is what the government does. This is their shtick, and you know what it's like because we see what it's like.
So you have a private entity own the bay. They're incentivized to keep the bay stocked with fish. And then rather than a state-sponsored license to go fishing, you have a private permit to go and catch fish in that bay?
Likely it would be something like that. And you would pay for it. And, that's that. You're paying for a fishing license already.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. David's in Canada. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, you're on the air. Good.
Good. Thanks for having me. I thought I'd just call in and tell you my story. With the lack there of education, I dropped out in grade 8, but I had pretty intense interest in computers, taught myself to program, And by the time I was about 19, I developed a financial website that went pretty viral, and I sold it.
Nice.
And
that sounds like a cool story. Hang on, we can continue with David's story, how he avoided the education mess, dropping out at grade 8. And how much money did he make on his financial website when he was just a teenager still? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event, even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday edition of the show. You may dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are you an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle? If so, you belong over at liberty.menu. It's a tool for the liberty community, whether you're a libertarian or a voluntarist or liberty-loving anarchist. It is a directory for your events, businesses, and digital content that you create, the things that you're involved in that you want other people to know about. You can rate, you can review, and there's even a social networking aspect as well. So head over to liberty.menu and put the thing that you do up there so other people know about it, unless you don't want anyone to know what you do. If you're a liberty-minded person, go to liberty.menu. That's liberty.menu. And you can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get the special Free Talk Live listener badge. And it is free to list things on liberty.menu. Let's continue here. David is still with us in Canada. So, David, you were telling us your story when it comes to the education scam, which I think for the most part it's a scam against people. You said you wisely dropped out of school at age, eighth grade in Canada? About how old are you in eighth grade in Canada?
You are 14.
Okay. So dropping out right at around when people would start what they call high school here in the United States. You taught yourself programming because all the resources you need for that are online or in books you can easily access by buying them on Amazon or going to the bookstore. So you did self-taught programming and then launched a financial website when you said you were 19?
I was about 19, yeah.
And this was a site that became...
How early on the web was this? Because that seems like something doable.
This was in 1996.
Okay, early.
Just at
early,
the beginning early. Of the bubble, yeah. So,
and you sold it when? Did you sell it?
Financial websites out by then, you know.
How long did you run it? You know, so you launched it when you were 19. For how long did you run the site before you sold it?
You know, it was only about 6 months.
Wow.
And
nice.
Somebody found it on the internet, and it became really popular, and they made me an offer, which to me at the time was a lot of money.
Did they know your age at the time?
No, they had no clue, but I'll tell you, 2 weeks later, after they purchased the website, they called me back up, and they said, hey, we want you to come work for us and help us set up our internet company, because everything was still in its infancy. And so I flew out. They flew me out for one day to look around and meet and greet and all that kind of stuff, and I accepted the job, and I flew back home, and I threw all my stuff in storage and grabbed a bag and flew back, and I worked there for 3.5 years, and I was fortunate enough to get to travel the world, all over Europe, consulting with this group.
Would we know the name of that company, or is that...
Yeah, I can't really disclose that.
That's fine. Can you say how much they paid for it?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's kind of a funny story in itself, because I only got $4,000 for it, which I thought was a lot of money at the time.
At the time.
But
well,
it turned out...
For a 19-year-old in 1996,
Yeah.
And so as it turned out, though, they had sold the site that I sold them for $400,000 to another buyer.
Wow. So it's all about who you know.
Well, they also paid your paycheck the whole time.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah,
right.
You got to work for them, so that was cool.
It's part of the pay.
And then the learning lesson I got from that was immense, and I learned all about the markets, the stock market, and all that kind of stuff, and really got to hone my craft and apply it to developing more financial technologies, which led to me starting a company, and that company went public, and by the time I was 25, I was the CEO of a publicly traded company with a $50 million market cap.
Nice.
Damn.
So that was pretty exciting, right?
Yeah.
And then the bubble popped. Right, like in 2001 approximately, and everything went down the drain, and then had to, you know, pick myself up and start again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 45 now, and since then I've been the CEO of publicly traded companies ever since.
Without a single day of a high school level education. Absolutely incredible story. So would you recommend that people, most for the most part, stay out of higher education?
Well, I think you have to have an interest like I did. In my case, might be a bit of an anomaly, but you have to have an interest. You have to have something and be self-motivated and read a lot and, you know, have a knack.
I mean, if you're not motivated, a degree isn't going to help you either way, right? Like, if you no motivation, if your goal is to, you know, hang around your PJs all day and play video games, then, you know...
Most people have some kind of motivation that they can find within themselves. They just have to find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And... you know, it takes getting out there and figuring things out. it's the rare person that's able to say while they're sitting in middle school, this is what I want to do with my life,
right?
And then focus themselves towards that.
They've never had the chance to explore.
That's part of it. That is part of it, because I'm sure there's a lot of younger kids with a lot of peculiar interests that don't get fostered or developed to its fullest potential.
Right. Well, when you're in middle school, the only alternative classes you can choose, right, because there's the ones you have to take. There's the math, the English, the history, those things. The only alternatives, at least when I was in middle school, and I was in the so-called gifted school, was you could take computer, you could take music, and you can take art and physical education, right? Like, that was it. You decide. You know, that's not really a, you're not expanding your horizons, you know. Well, they had a computer class.
Okay.
There was a programming class later that you could take. But, you know, you were programming in a language that was out of date already by the time you were taking the class. So was it that useful? I don't know about that.
Of course, David, there's occupations where you have to go to school for if you want, like, a career in law or, you know, medicine or something like
Correct.
That. Obviously, you need to go through the whole process to achieve that.
Exactly. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But for a lot of people, it's just a huge waste of both time and money to go to these institutions. Let's continue with your
specialized degrees are such small percentages of the overall college base.
Let's go to Miguel. He's in North Dakota listening to KTGO in Tioga. Hello, Miguel.
Hello. Hold on. Let me get pulled over here. So you
yeah, good idea.
I'm sorry.
We definitely need to survive the call.
Be safe.
Yeah. I won't die in this thing. I've proven
that. Please
do.
Please survive
the call. What are you driving?
Anyway, I want to talk about education. You had a caller that dropped
out. You said you won't die in this thing. Are you driving a big rig? What are you driving out there? Okay, very good. Yeah. Thanks for your service.
Yep. I'm hauling stuff for oil, so...
That explains why you're in Tioga, North Dakota. All right, then.
So, I dropped out of high school as well in, like, maybe second week of 10th grade. My mom wasn't too happy about it, but she supported me. And I was 15 and making, like, $600 a week anyway, so I didn't care. I didn't think I needed education. And my wife, she's got 2 degrees, and one of them is in education, and... education doesn't pay very well unless you're up here in North Dakota. It pays pretty well. But what I'm worried about is what our kids are being taught in school these days.
Sure.
They have, you know, a drag queen reading hour and stuff like that. And
that one got in trouble. Didn't that one get in trouble for...
I hope so. I didn't follow it because it infuriated me. Ladies dressing boys in dresses at school and...
Like, to me, that's the least offensive thing that they do in these government schools. The most offensive thing is teaching the kids that government is good and that government is beneficial, that we need to have the state. But if you want, stand by, Miguel. We can continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got people talking about education. Was it worthwhile to go to college for you? For a lot of people, the answer is a big no. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join the discussion, that's 855-450-3733. Plus, potential ban on those little shampoo bottles in hotels. That's on the way here tonight on Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A severe storm system has spawned deadly tornadoes, gale-force winds, and baseball-sized hail in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Meteorologist Bob Orovec says it's moving to the southeast.
Looks like it's going to be fairly wet across the eastern United States over the overnight period into the morning commute. We have a line of thunderstorms that are expected to push eastward across these regions, so there's the potential for heavy rain and the potential for severe weather. It looks like most of the activity will be east of the major cities before rush hour on Monday, except for possibly parts of the New York City area up to Boston, which may still have a pretty wet morning.
In East Texas, two children were killed as a pine tree fell on their moving car. In Louisiana, a 13-year-old boy drowned in a drainage ditch. And in Mississippi, three people died in Monroe County after a tornado swept through there. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're able to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, where you can get on the radio with us here in the studio. It's Ian, Richie Rich.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. This summer, Mark, we're going to Vegas.
Yeah, to Freedom Fest. It's the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. Freedom Fest theme this year, the Wild West. Is it liberty and opportunity, or was it lawlessness and violence? We're going to have Penn Jillette there, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist. There's going to be all kinds of folks there, not just libertarians. There'll be conservatives and liberals and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. You go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. It's freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a $50 discount. Plus, if you're not completely convinced right now, you're thinking, oh, well, you know, whatever, time or energy or whatever it might be that's keeping you back, go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you can get the five best speeches from last year for free. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all of it for free. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. What I like about Freedom Fest is that there's lots of people there doing, investment opportunities and stuff like that. I found some good opportunities at Freedom Fest. It's freedomfest.com/FTL.
We go back to Miguel. He is on the road in Tioga, North Dakota, listening to KTGO. We've been talking about education. Miguel, you were expressing frustration with the government education system. Now, of course, most colleges accept money from the government, and many of them are state-run universities. But, of course, the government indoctrination camps known as the elementary, middle, and high schools across the country are some of the worst offenders when it comes to bad educational quality. And you were just kind of expressing some of your frustration, so I wanted to have you give you a chance to continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, with my wife, she's highly intelligent, like I said, 2 degrees. But going through school, she had a hell of a time in college, not with the courses and the material, but the professors. They're all, you know, getting political and being extremely liberal. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, she explained how rough it was just to get through classes just because of that. And with me being a dropout, I just started my own business with this truck, and my wife will never use any of her degrees unless she gets bored when the kids are out, you know. And with this, it's a six-figure, you know, maybe $250,000 potential a year income, depending on how hard I want to work. Where education up here, we actually just talked to I leave work, and we're very involved in the education of our kids, and I make sure to go to the schools and ask the questions. And the teachers up here make good pay, $48,000, she was willing to tell us. And that is really good pay for teachers, where some only make like $23,000 for sure. a degree that they went $60,000 into debt, or, you know, $30,000 to $60,000 into debt with. And it's just upsetting to see people spending that money and our children getting taught the political opinions and views of teachers.
Well, the best thing you can do, of course, is get your kids out, if you possibly can, to homeschool or unschool. Those are always better options.
Homeschooling and unschooling is just being involved in your kids' education. So,
yeah. Well, usually it involves getting them out of the government schools. I've never heard of someone who's claimed to be homeschooled that goes to the government schools. That doesn't happen.
Lots of people are homeschooled that go to government schools, sure.
I never heard of that.
This government school that we were not going to put our daughter in a government school, but we went to the school and met everybody. They're all, you know, good, wonderful people that aren't going to push any kind of liberal agenda into our children. And, cause I
will. How did you find this school? Is it just that way in North Dakota typically? Is that what you're
saying? North Dakota is a red state. It's conservative state.
Sometimes I feel naive in that respect, because I remember going to school and I don't remember the political agenda or the political.
It never happened when we were in school.
Oh, I bet it did. It's just you wouldn't be able to detect it. If you're a young person, yeah. You don't know what to look for. You don't know what, you know, at the very least, it's a pro-state agenda. It's not anything that's in favor of independence. It's not anything that's in favor of liberty.
Schools in and of themselves are hierarchical organizations that are, you know, designed to tell young people what to do. So mm-hmm. they're going to be pro-state by their very creation.
Yeah, I just don't remember any teacher saying, well, I hate this president, or you should do this. You know,
yeah, this is what you're seeing is the flower at the end of the plant. It's had a lot of opportunity to grow. The weed, it's the flower at the end of the dandelion, right? The weed has had a chance to take deep root and has been growing.
Well, and Miguel, thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Even though he believes that he has found a government school that is more acceptable than what he thought he was going to find, and I don't deny that that could be true. The other side of the coin is, well, what about the lefty liberals that are living in the area that are upset about the fact that, you know, they can't get the education they're looking for at the government school that you like? So essentially you're just now forcing, you know, your viewpoint down somebody else's throat, which is why they like to force their viewpoint down, you know, your throat, because whoever can get in control of the government gets to force their viewpoints down kids' throats. And it's just something that needs to stop. It's just something that people need to get over, this whole idea that we need to have a government school system in the first place. And of course, you know, no politician is going to propose this, but that would be the ideal situation, where parents get to keep the money that they've earned and then spend that money on whatever educational opportunities they think is best for their family, whether it be homeschool, unschool, a private school, some sort of schooling co-op, or whatever.
All of that, right? Like, I support the notion of destroying government schools
and replacing it with nothing. Let the market fill in.
Right, and let the market fill in. However, I live in the real world. I have a kid, and I understand that...
You don't send them to government school.
I don't, because, I'm looking... I think, for my family, I don't think it's right. However, the solutions I like to give to people are, A, abstract solutions about how the world should be, and yes, I think we should get rid of the notion of government school from the very, bottom up. However... I think it's also important to note that you need a solution for today. And the solution for today is be involved in your kids' schooling in whatever way you think is best and talk to them, find out what's best from them, too. Most kids are just kind of bebopping along mindlessly. Mm-hmm. They're in, some other world. They don't understand how the world goes. So parents have to take an active role. If government school's the right solution for your kid, then maybe it's the right solution. You've already paid for it. There's nothing wrong with using it. There's nothing wrong with driving on the roads. You've already paid for them. But I don't think that the government should run those things either. I don't think that the state should be in charge of all kinds of different
anything.
Things. But if you choose to use them, you've already paid for them, and there's nothing sort of wrong or immoral about it. Yeah, there's a lot of, parents should be warned, there's a lot of bad news that comes out about government schools, and you don't have much sway, that ultimately they're going to do what they're going to do, and you're going to either like it or move your kid to a private school or homeschool or whatever you're going to do.
I don't usually fault people for using government-provided services.
I don't.
But I do see it as a trap that gets you dependent on government services. And so the less you can be dependent on those services, sure, you're paying for the public school for other kids, but if you can still find a way to do that and homeschool your kid or put your kid in private school, that's probably better off in the long run.
I think some people don't. They've tried homeschooling and they didn't like it. It didn't work out for them. And there's better options.
It's not for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. It's absolutely not for everybody. And I don't want to tell people how it is, but I do want to make it clear that what government school. I don't call it public school. What government school is middle class welfare, babysitting, day prison, and I mean every one of those words. That's what it's there for. Because they don't teach your kids any more than you can teach your kids if you want. But, if you send them there, it's just an excuse to make sure that mom gets off to get a job, more or less.
You've got 7 hours of your day covered from daycare.
That's the idea. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Come on, call in and school me. Free Talk Live.
More coming up.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about education. A lot of people have opinions about it because many people have been screwed over by the higher education system, with ever-expanding fees and debts being piled on top of one another to the point where many don't even bother trying to pay it off. Later on, with you in the studio, Ian, Ritchie, and Mark, you can bring up anything. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's continue with more of your calls and thoughts. We go first to Matthew in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Good evening. So I figured I'd throw a little humor in there. Y'all heard that Eric Newcomb Swalwell's running for president, right?
Who?
Nope.
Eric Newcomb Swalwell. He's that Congress critter from California who got into a Twitter battle with some Second Amendment-y types. And
how'd that go for him? Is Newcomb a nickname? Well, like, he's...
Yeah, well, this is why he got that nickname, is because he said... You know, when somebody said, well, you're going to come try to forcibly take our guns away from us, that's called an insurrection. And he said, well, we have nukes. And everybody's like, wow, he went there. Well, good news is, though, their Second Amendment is safe with Newcomb because he has said that he only wants to take the most dangerous weapons away from the most dangerous people, which means apparently the government's going to be giving away all their weapons. So
he's going to disarm the government.
That's what he said. It's dangerous weapons away from dangerous people. And what has the 20th century taught us? Who kills those people? Government. Right?
That's pretty much what happens.
Governments kill a whole lot of people, like way more than like all the murderers combined, basically.
Is he going to disarm all the governments?
No, he's not going to disarm anybody from the government.
Just checking.
I think that's
what he says to me. So, Mark, you want that aircraft carrier? Just go, as soon as he's elected president, just go right down to the Norfolk Naval Yard. I'm sure they'll be happy to hand one over to
sure
you
and
1,000 of your closest friends.
Thanks, Matthew. Well,
they wouldn't have any guns to protect that naval yard from you at that point because they've been disarmed of all of them.
Oh, no, they don't disarm the state. Oh. Statists never disarm the state.
Drew is in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Drew.
Hey, so I just wanted to say two things, right? When young people are deciding on getting a degree, I agree that probably 50%, at least 50% of all degrees are absolutely useless except for the colleges that are taking the money.
Yeah.
But I did go to college. But if you're a young person, look out there and see, can I find 5 people who are going for the degree that I want? Like before you choose a degree, and once you say, well, I want to do a master's and whatever, try to find 5 people with that degree. Do those 5 people actually have a job? If you have trouble finding people in your general area within a 1-hour drive or whatever, that gives you an indication of how useful that degree is.
How do you find those people? I mean, just post on the internet somewhere, how do you?
No, me personally, I haven't personally. I'm a registered nurse, right? So that's
you're doing fine.
Right. So the thing is, how I got there was I worked within the system. I respected other people. You know, they drop out and they have some great idea and become a millionaire. And the other side of it is also, take the broken system that you're in and you work within it. I went to public schools. I learned how crazy society was. I think that was a good thing for me to learn, from an early age that I'm living, I got acclimated to the craziness and realized that didn't need to be me with the help of my parents. You know, they let me know, hey, this is school, but this is not, they're not going to, every time they, I went to school, they're this is not what you're supposed to do. Like, this is not the way the world should be. It's the way the world is. So anyways, I went to VOTEC. That was free. I went to community college. That was next to free. I went on to university. That was next to free. I think my entire education, I added it up. It was like 5,000 some hundred bucks, including like books and uniforms. There's all
kinds of grants out there. How was all that next to free?
There's Pell Grant. Pell Grant takes care of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of little grants. Once you've done, if you're just coming out of high school doing not, just coming out of high school and that's it. But if you've already gone to VOTEC, there's already bridge programs. If you've started doing something, even though we have a broken system, if you started doing anything, educating yourself in some way,
sure.
The money comes to you. So what I'm saying is what people need to do, it's not that, all college is bad. I understand you're not saying that. But what I say is be very discriminating about your degree. If
yes.
you can't identify, I can, butchers, bakers, plumbers, nurses, respiratory therapists, things you've heard of, things that the lady, what I'm saying is those 5 people with a degree, if you don't know 2 people, my aunt is a respiratory therapist or my, the lady down the hall, down the street is a plumber or something like that, or whatever certification or types of post-secondary education. If you can't quickly come up with 5 people who have that certification or that degree or that licensure, or yada, 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 then maybe you need to think about this isn't a useful degree. And that's,
I think it's the thinking that's really the problem here is that when I was 18 years old, I wasn't qualified to do it. Thinking that is,
sure.
You're giving my priorities were not what is my life going to be like. They were girls and cars and, making enough money to sort of make it. But really, that's about it. Not nothing else. And so for me, that was the worst time in my life for me to be deciding whether or not I would want to take on, call it $20,000 in debt every year for the next 4 years. It was a bad idea. As an RN, you should be added to the list, in my opinion, of people who need bachelor's degrees.
At what point did you decide to be a nurse?
Well, here's what's up. I can't take any credit for it. I'm sorry to say it, but it really doesn't come down to government. It really comes down to parenting. And, my folks sat me down and they said, look, when I was in my early teens, they said, look, these are what your grades are. This is what's going on. These are some options. You have family members who are in healthcare. You have other family members in the military. You have, they said, you need to make a decision. So I can't take any credit. I just had, it's parenting. It comes down to parenting sometimes. And you can't pick what.
I think that highlights an interesting point is that you were given some guidance, and a lot of people who are going to college are not being given guidance. They're being told, go to college and figure it out there.
Right.
So they're not going for anything specific, and then they get there, and they still don't figure it out, and then they come out saddled with the debt. Whereas you had family members in the industry, you had, I guess, a basic knowledge of what to expect going into nursing, and so you were able to make an educated, not ironically using that term, an educated decision to pursue that. Cool.
Drew, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's Tom in New Hampshire, listening online. Go ahead, Tom.
It's about all these Central American refugees coming into the United States and supposedly overwhelming the Border Patrol and what they need to do. These people are fleeing from extreme violence at the hands of drug gangs in Central America. Now, one of the things that the South could have done when Lincoln announced the Emancipation Proclamation on September 22nd, 1862, you're going to, if you're holding slaves, see, this was just before the midterm elections, and he figured by turning it into a war to free the slaves, he could get more pro-war men elected to Congress on the Union side. And what the South could have done was said, okay, we're going to preempt that. We're going to free the slaves, pass a law banning slavery in the Confederate States of America.
Right. They wouldn't do that would have actually worked.
What they got to do might have worked, but what they got to do is legalize those drugs in the United States now, and now all of a sudden those drug gangs can't make a living selling drugs. All these truckloads of cocaine passing through Central America suddenly have nowhere to go because the drugs are going to be sold at fair market value in the United States.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that drugs and the drug gangs that are moving them around, the drug gangs are the huge problem, you know, down in South and Central America. However, it is just a problem. If you were to clear up the drug gangs tomorrow, it's not going to end corruption within the, Honduran government or, whatever other Central American governments. I mean, governments are corrupt from top to bottom, regardless of whether there's a war on drugs going on. So there's still going to be a bunch of people that want to get the hell out, even if all of a sudden the drug gangs are wiped off the map, just because those governments are awful, just in general. Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we got this California potential shampoo ban on the way. Plus, the U.S. military is targeting video gamers as potential new recruits. They're launching an esports team. We'll tell you about it coming up in Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.